This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to the Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor. Andy, good to have you here.
So I got two quick topics. Yep. I know we're running late for the live version. First off, in 2 weeks, my five-week mortgage accounting webinar starts again. Woo-hoo. Last session, we had 400 attendees on the webinar. Lots of interest in this topic. People want to learn about accounting because you got to know your bottom line. So if you want to sign up for the webinar, go to mba.org/education, search for accounting. You'll find five webinars over a six-week period. If you are a member of the Mortgage Bankers Association, you know how much it costs? It's free, absolutely free. No reason to not know mortgage accounting. I don't see how a business owner can survive today without knowing mortgage accounting, and I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit with Michael. So for today, here's the thing on my mind. So over the weekend, I happened to look through a couple of my favorite books. My two favorite books are Slouching Toward Gomorrah by Robert Bork, where he exposes egalitarianism, and Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. It's hard sometimes. The Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds by Charles McKay. Great book. It identifies a lot of really interesting times in history when there has been unwarranted value assigned to an item. Like, for example, during the crash, during 2007, who in the world would think that a subprime loan with a 60% DTI, 580 FICO, 98% LTV would be worth 106?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you look back on that and you go, we were delusional. And that's what McKay talks about, this extraordinary popular delusions. That was one of them. Yeah, so when this happens, what we have is we have market value diverges from intrinsic value. Everything, particularly within the generated cash flow, has intrinsic value. And when the market value is different, that becomes what we call an asymmetric value change. One changes differently or faster than the other. Even one can go up and one can go down. We saw that this March when MSR values fell to zero, but we know there's future cash flow. So there we had a market value that was different than the intrinsic value, because the intrinsic value of the MSR was based on future cash flows and probably was 70 basis points, but the market said it was worth 10. So my point here is, how does this sort of event apply today or soon? And here's what I'm going to predict. We'll see if you agree with me, Dave. I'm going to predict that we're going to see this asymmetric change in intrinsic value and market value very soon. And it's going to happen in 2021 when the refinance volume starts to drop. Marina talked about the MBA's prediction about a 60% drop in refi volume in 2021. When that happens, look what's going to happen. I'm going to predict that IMBs are going to chase volume and spend all their 2020 profit to attract new branches. So I'm going to call this branch wars. And this branch war is where the intrinsic value of the branch is ignored and the market value becomes the delusion, where people are willing to pay crazy money to get a branch. We saw this in 2018 during margin compression. So in 2021, I think we're going to see it again. So I think it's an ill-advised strategy, frankly. And if a branch is going to join you because you're going to pay them a bonus, what's going to happen when the bonus goes away and they're going to demand more payments? And how are you going to be able to pay when there's margin compression and you're not making as much money? So like you said, Dave, quoting Alice, it's better to grow your own. It's dangerous to steal from other people's gardens because you're going to end up with all the weeds. So I'm predicting this branch wars to come soon to a theater near you in 2021 as craziness happens and people chase volume. It happened before. It'll happen again.
I agree. History repeats itself in this industry, and sometimes stupid history repeats itself. In fact, we do not learn. We just cannot learn. And we're intelligent. The mortgage lending industry is filled with really bright people, but why do we keep repeating the stupid parts of history? I don't know.
Humans, over throughout history, all the way back to some of the examples of extraordinary popular delusions, go back to the 15th century in Holland when they were assigning value to tulips. It was called the tulip bubble. So it happens. People are drawn to this and they get excited by it and they pay more. But anyway, IMBs are really bad at it. Hopefully they'll listen to people like you and me and Michael Jones, a CPA. CPAs rarely make these kind of mistakes, but it's good to listen.
Yeah. As if the CPAs, CFOs aren't always the most heard people. So anyway, you and I got to get to barbecue. Always love sitting and talking with you. We say we're going to have an agenda, but then we get together, everyone, and we have these kind of esoteric kind of conversations, and it's all over the map. It's so much fun. Good job. Andy Schell, good to have you here as always. Check him out. And everyone, come on, encourage him on. Send him an email, send him a text and say, Andy, when are you launching your podcast? He there, 400 listeners and a repeated. He's done this webinar how many times at the MBA? And now 400 people show up. Then it'll probably be 800. Who knows? So time to launch that podcast. You got a lot of wisdom to share. We need it. Appreciate you very much. Next week, our guest will be Brent Emler of Velma. Brent, he's got so many ideas on how to market, where to go with things. And he's got some new things he's going to be talking about, some trends that he sees going on. Very excited to have Brent Emler of Velma coming on next week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, CMLA. Top of the list with Michael being our guest today, as well as Finastra, as well as Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, and Modex, and a host of others. Check them all out on Liquid Unleading website. Under sponsors, they offer some great services. We appreciate their sponsorship to make this podcast possible. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week and look forward to having you back next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.